welcome to another episode of Confessions of a Drunk Latino, man. New Year's Eve. Sitting here with my boy Josh. Josh, hey, what's up, bro?
Hello, world.
No, that's a nice fucking hat. I like that hat.
Angel. So, 2025 is going to be the year of the fancy hats.
Oh, yeah? That's why you're styling that? I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Kelly likes
it.
It
fits you, bro.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We went to a hat store in Savannah, and she had me try one on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she said I look good in it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You do. It matches you, bro. Look like it.
So
you
now.
Indiana Jones and shit.
Yeah. Now we're going to do fancy hats.
Yeah.
I like it, though. It's nice.
That's what's up.
It's funny, because you see another person with another hat, you know, a fancy hat out in public. It's kind of like Jeep people. You know, you got to give a little nod, you know.
Seeing another Jeep person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, yo, nice hat.
But most of them are like, you know, in their 60s or 70s, and me walking around in my mid-40s.
Right.
You know, clinging on to, you know, my childhood. And then I'm giving nods to 70-year-old mans with fancy hats on. So I guess I'm a fancy hat guy now, I guess.
Hey, bro, when you recognize the style, when you recognize the flavor that another person's carrying, you got to acknowledge it, bro.
Yeah.
A simple nod, a simple, yeah, I see you.
I mean, I can go with the backwards.
That's
you know,
deep respect. You know what I mean? That's mad respect right there. You know what I'm saying? So.
I like it. It's, you know,
yeah.
Kelly's really got me into like a little bit of fashion.
Okay.
So we're going to do feathers, you know. You got to make sure that the feather on your fancy hat matches your belt.
So what are you going, like Native American or something?
I don't know. I need some flair on this thing. I mean, I got some for New Year's and all, but, you know, feathers.
Now, mind you, it's New Year's Eve, so if you hear some explosions, there's fireworks going off. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, we are shooting this New Year's Eve episode in Mueller Studios, which my man right here is building currently. And we've talked about shooting episodes out here and shit. So, you know, he's building this amazing office out here. Nice craftsmanship. Looks really good. That's where we're sitting right now. So that's why it's a different setting than my norm. You know what I mean? But he's putting something together out here. And we've talked about me coming out here and shooting episodes and using it. And
absolutely.
It, you know, Confessions of a Drunk Latino shot at Mueller Studios. You know what I mean? That has a nice ring to it. I give it that. You know what I mean? So, but New Year's, man. What's your plans for New Year's? What's your plans for 2025?
I don't know. Every year we're like, you know, let's make some resolutions for the year.
No, I'm talking about real deal shit. You know what I mean? Not no bullshit. Oh, I'm going to exercise. I'm not going to eat this.
Yeah.
What do you want to do next year? Because I know you're working on your pilot's license, right?
Yeah, I'm getting started doing that.
Okay.
Because Kelly and I figure if you have access to a plane,
mm-hmm.
the United States is way smaller.
Oh, dude. Like, to be realistic, your mobility can be like anytime you want.
Yeah.
Oh, this weekend, let's go fly somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I feel you. I feel that. I like
so
that.
So, we're working on it, and now that, you know, my son's 18 and all, mm-hmm. you know, we could start. It's kind of morbid, right. But he's on his own, so
we can be a little. Shout out to my son. He just turned 19 yesterday. Sorry not to cut you off, big dog. But, you know, last episode, I shot with my son. We were talking. And it was Saturday, and his birthday was Monday, and he just turned 19 years old. So shout out to Lou, happy 19th birthday, son. But so talking about 2025, shit, let's talk about the end of 2024. Let's do that for a second. You know, You're a very intelligent man. That's why I like the conversations we have, because if it's something that I'm definitely not informed of, you're gonna inform me. That's maybe, why I like the conversations. Not maybe. Plenty of our conversations. You know what I mean? So, how do you feel about what's going on with the transition of the new president taking over? How do you feel about all this shit that's going on at the end of the year? Which I feel is kind of like, to be honest,
so this a last is political
bullshit. A little bit. We're going to talk about something current. Yeah. That's what it, and, you know, whether it's politics or whatever the fuck it may be, it's current, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's happening today.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to talk about it. Now, you know, I'm not going to tell, you know, get into, oh, who voted for who, but I want to talk about the bullshit that's going on. Yeah. You know what I mean? Excuse me. So.
It's tough. It's really tough right now. I mean, I think that what direction do you want to go in? You got to give me a direction to go in.
You mean as far as what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, like...
The war?
Shit, let's talk about the war. Let's talk about...
UFOs?
These bullshit drones. Like, we talked about last time.
The drones are scary. Yeah, the drones are scary.
You feel that?
Yeah.
Like, me and Angel were just talking about that the other day, Lou. We were talking about in the last episode. He was saying that he feel they're foreign. And I said, I don't feel like they're foreign. And I feel like the only time the government doesn't know something is when it's their own shit. Because they don't know nothing about the drones. But then again, they let these foreign objects fly this close to the country.
So that's what's crazy about Biden's administration is when the Chinese balloons flew over the whole country before they did anything about it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then... Who knows? I mean, do you really want to read all the documentation of the Biden?
People don't want to read all that shit. They just want to read headlines.
Yeah.
Headlines are good enough.
It's really fishy that, you know, we're funding the Ukraine war, and
do you feel that has something to do with the Biden and Hunter meetings?
Yes.
You think they're selling this country? I think they are.
Yeah, they're trying to.
Because I'm pretty sure the Chinese have bought more property in this country under the last four years.
Well, they buy property around military installations.
Right.
But then
it's not advertised. It's not.
No.
You know, it's not spoken about in the media.
That's crazy.
It's funny as shit.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's super.
I'm not saying that. You know, Trump's probably helping his friends. He's probably doing something to help his friends out or whatever, but our economy under the first Trump administration was way better than it is now.
I mean, there's no doubt that any presidential cabinet has to do what they have to do for him. All right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what interests do they have at heart? Is it the American people or is it their pockets? Or is it the people that they represent that got them in the office?
Well, you know what I mean? Power. I mean, power is very. It's a very addictive drug. Power,
yeah, of course.
I mean,
power and money.
Once you get it, I mean, once you have the power, you get the money. The money goes along with it.
Yeah.
But once you get the power, I mean, it's a very addictive drug. It changes a lot of people.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, why would you even do that job? You know.
Yeah, I feel you.
But that's why Elon Musk. That's why the establishment is so scared of Trump and Elon Musk.
And the Department of Efficiency.
Yeah,
dude, I'm so psyched about that.
So I'm so psyched because the power is scared of that. That's why they're trying. I mean, they did everything they could to get Trump not reelected.
Here's what I feel. Is all those departments that they're going to cut that are useless and unnecessary, I feel like those were a lot of hookup jobs.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, you're married to my son, you're married to my daughter, you're married, you know what I mean? Here's a government job in some bullshit fucking department that don't do shit. But
most likely, yes.
And then them giving motherfuckers, oh, you ain't got to come to work for 5 years. You ever heard of that
like
shit?
COVID definitely changed things because then they're like,
right, we can't, that shit's over now.
Let's work from home.
Right.
And then because they realize that now. They work from home.
Yeah.
A lot of those people are working like 2 jobs or 3 jobs.
Right.
Getting paid from all 3 to have a mouse jiggler and just keep them online.
Yeah.
It's just crazy stuff.
Yeah. See, I never had the option. You know, me being a CDL driver, I never had the option to work from home and shit like that. But, I mean, I can't lie. If I would be given an option to, if I had that type of job, I would damn sure take advantage of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, a government job, these people not having to come back into the office, you know what I mean? Unless it's a sustainable reason. You know what I mean? Some people got physical issues. They can't come into the office and sit at the desk every day. That's understandable. You know what I mean?
Hopefully the efficiency study is like, we have all these huge buildings that house these people. Why can't they work from home? We don't have to pay for these buildings.
And my thing is, I don't feel like, out of all the departments, I don't feel like it would affect something like the VA. You know what I mean? Because I feel like he's a president that wants to do more for veterans. You know what I mean?
Trump?
So,
you're talking about Trump?
Yeah, of course. Well, this is his efficiency department that's coming in. So, he's the man calling the shots. Have you heard the bullshit they're saying, talking about Elon, President Musk, and shit like that, talking about he bought the election? Have you heard any of that bullshit? No, really? Oh, dude, it's a trip, man. It's a trip. There's a lot of bullshit
funny.
Floating around.
You know, I'm conservative, so most of my news comes from, like, Fox News, and, you know, I listen to Hannity, and a lot of podcasts that are, you know, very right-leaning podcasts.
Mine comes from a lot of radio and a lot of,
when I'm at work, driving around in the car, I listen to, like, NPR and stuff just to hear the other side of the story, and, I mean, I wouldn't trust either side of the media.
It's hard to. Trust me, if I hear something like the whole drones thing, and I was talking to my son about this. The whole drones thing, I had to go look it up. I'm like, you know, do you watch TikTok? Do you get on TikTok frequently?
Yeah.
Have you seen these AI videos?
Yeah.
So that's my problem now with what I see.
You can't trust anything. Like, you couldn't trust the internet before. 10 years ago, you couldn't trust the internet.
No, you really.
But now with AI,
research.
It's like, that guy said that, and he really didn't say that.
No. And it'll have his mouth moving and voice. Like, it's crazy shit. Like, even most of these fucking, like, updates that are coming up about, you know, current shit like Diddy and Jay-Z and all that, I'm like, wait, let me go check another source, because some of this shit that's coming out is kind of unfucking believable. You know what I mean? So, you know, I definitely gotta go check a verified
it's ridiculous source. It's ridiculous,
it's,
you know,
crazy, and it's all about clicks, bro.
Yeah,
it's all about, listen. For instance, you've been on TikTok, you've seen these ads, right? I'll see these ads, and over the fucking video, it'll say, on sale, $4.99.
Yeah.
And it'll be the most, you know, craziest fucking gadgets or whatever, and you're like, damn, $5 for that shit? You click on the link, and that shit's really like $16.99. It's all about fucking clicks.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
They, you know how many fucking different videos I would see and click on this shit, and it'd be like, dude, that's nowhere is it $4.99.
They get paid by click. Click and interest. That's where the
term, advertisement.
Yeah, clickbait came from, where it's like clickbait.
Yes. Like, I could literally set up an account with an advertisement and get motherfuckers to click on it and make a percentage of it, because I direct crazy, bro. Jump on TikTok right now, and you'll see 3 or 4 ads before you see something you're actually interested in.
Yeah.
Or you see a video, you know, before you actually see some titties or some ass shaking.
But now they're making the ads where it's like, it looks like an actual video that you'd be interested in.
Yeah.
Where it's like some guy slide into a house, you think he's going to hit his head on the countertop. Which is something that I like watching, you know. People fucking up. But then it's like, yeah, we got a pledge. I'm wiping it with my socks. Some weird shit, you know. Yeah.
Alright, so check this out. 2025 coming up. We don't know which way this country is going. You know what I mean? We know which way we hope it's going. Which is something that you would like to see the most, you know, out of your vote? What did you hope to get the most out of your vote for this upcoming administration?
Well, I mean, number one, the cost of everything needs to go down.
Right.
It's way higher than it used to be.
Yeah.
It's probably hard.
It's unnecessarily high.
Yeah, it's hard on most Americans.
Right. I give you that. Yes, sir. I agree with that.
So, if we can get at least stabilize the inflation,
yeah,
or lower it, right, which is probably not going to happen, but stabilize it at the very least, because people are, you know, it's hard getting used to the cost of everything going up. And I feel bad. I mean, my son just turned 18, you know. Yeah. And
it's going to be really expensive for our kids.
Yeah, so
definitely.
He's going to college and all, but, you know, get out entry-level position.
But he's going to get out and fucking be in debt from the moment he...
Well, I mean...
Unless you get scholarships.
There's
like
that, but,
you know.
I mean, the American path, which was, you know, graduate from high school, go to college, marry someone, buy a house, is way harder than it used to be. For sure.
Alright. Shit, let's take a little break, man.
What are the girls doing inside?
I don't know what they're doing.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, sitting here with my boy Josh, man. Josh, bro, how long have we known each other? Fuck.
We've never really hung out. It's just funny how small the world is, because
we
crossed paths later in life. Right. But Angel actually lived right behind me.
Yeah.
When we first moved to the neighborhood.
Yeah. First neighborhood ever moved to. Same neighborhood.
Yeah.
Lived right behind us, man. Went to the same bus stop.
Yeah, same bus stop.
And I moved to that neighborhood third grade.
So we talked. I mean, we always talked to each other and stuff.
No. Yeah, we would always speak. You know what I mean?
It's but not like we never hung out.
We never hung out or anything.
Not at all. It was just like,
yeah. So, like,
somebody that I used to know. not quite, but.
Honestly, it wasn't until you started dating Kelly, which Kelly is from the first episode, my dear friend that I've known forever. So I've known Josh, you know, since third grade. No, we wasn't always friends, but we grew up together.
Yeah.
Same class. We were in the exact same class.
Dude, I remember
middle school. But go ahead.
In high school we were in a drafting class together.
Yeah.
You sat right behind me. And then I remember
shit in that
like
class.
this is a very vivid memory.
Yeah.
Was like, you know how you just kinda screw around the last couple of days of school.
Yeah.
So we were screwing around. Even the teachers didn't want to do anything.
Nah,
so,
shit.
Like, the teacher's like, let's play basketball, like, crushed up paper basketball. You have to sit in your desk and throw it to the front and hit it in the garbage can.
That shit was across the class.
Yeah. And Angel was behind me, and I think me and Angel were, like, finalists or something like that. That was a vivid memory. It was fun.
Who made it? Who made the shot?
I think I did.
You think you made the shot?
I think I did, yeah.
I think I made the shot.
I think I made the shot.
We'll agree to disagree. I'm pretty sure I made the shot from behind you. And that, yeah, that's why you even remember the memory.
But Angel was always so cool. I mean, I was kind of nerdy in high school.
You were in band,
right? I was in 3 bands.
Yeah, you were in band.
But, you know.
That's cool. Angel
would always, in the halls and stuff, he'd always be like, you know, what's up? What's up, Josh?
What up?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I played football and you were in the band, so we were always kind of, you know, passing each other on the field or some shit like that anyway.
But, I mean, after freshman year, I'd see you at parties and stuff. I wasn't that nerdy.
I didn't go to many parties. And the ones that
I did
go to is because
Isaiah,
of football
players.
Wait, you talking about Isaiah? And
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you talking about those parties.
Yeah,
it was a
different. Or the one, remember, there was one, he kind of looked Chinese. He was new to the school and all.
You talking about Mark? My boy Mark from Miami? He was Filipino.
Okay. But yeah, he had like a party and the front porch collapsed when everybody was on it.
That was out. Sonny Tillman's old house. Yeah.
So they threw the keg in the back of a car and drove it. And we had to take back roads and shit.
That was literally right before I moved to Naples the first time with this older chick I was dating. Like, shit. As soon as I hit 18, man, I left.
But I wasn't that cool.
Hey, you were in band. You ain't never had no band chicks hitting on you and shit?
Not really.
No fat chicks pinning you in the corner?
No. Damn woman.
But like, I see the way you blow it on that tuba. But no, you my boy, man. Shit, we've known each other long enough. And that's one thing. We ain't have to be cool. The whole time we grew up. I know who you were. You knew who I was. I know the woman you married. You know what I mean? So, you know, y'all always be, you know, y'all always be tight with me, man. You guys always have a, you know, a special place in my heart, man. I've known you guys forever, so, shit. But me doing this fucking podcast thing, man, I definitely want to have you guys involved and shit.
Absolutely.
It's exciting, man. I fucking love doing this shit. You know? And I ain't doing this shit for recognition. I damn sure ain't doing it for money. But, you know, it's definitely something that I've grown to get excited about doing. You know, putting a new episode out there. Fucking, look, man, it's New Year's Eve. You know what I mean? We're sitting here chilling, drinking. Shit, we ate some great food earlier. We've been over here for a couple hours already. Fucking drinking, fucking playing Cards Against Humanity, fucking having a good time for the night, ready to bring in the new year, you know what I mean? So everything's been pretty good tonight. So, and shit, I haven't done nothing for the fucking new year in a long time. I usually don't celebrate New Year's. That's one thing, you know. I celebrate it very, very seldomly, you know what I mean? So, but
It's where you're like, Happy New Year, it's 8 p.m. Good night. Good night, world.
Shit, I think last year, me and my son fucking passed out before it was even midnight, bro. Like, seriously. We passed out, I woke up, it's like, oh shit, it's 1:30.
Exactly.
You know, I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, to me, New Year's Eve, it's not that big of a deal to me. Like, anything after Christmas is like, fuck it. It's depressing.
Yeah, it's
to me, it is. You know, the day after Christmas, I was talking shit about it in the last episode. The day after Christmas, especially if you gotta go to work.
Yeah.
It's like the worst for day sure. of yeah. the year.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't get what I wanted, and I gotta go to work.
I got some shitty ass gifts. Now yeah. I gotta go to work too. Fuck.
Yeah. Jelly Club month again.
Yeah. Fucking
Jelly of the Month Club Jelly again. Month
Club, yeah. But no. So, the company I work for, right? So every year they give out a Christmas bonus. Now, mind you, they don't pay holiday pay. And we get five holidays off a year, right?
I see where this is going. That's a day's pay.
Yo, so.
A day's pay.
No, period. They give you a week. They give you a 40-hour check.
Oh.
Which is the five holidays you don't get paid.
Nice. Yeah.
But you got to be there like 6 months or longer. And I've been there like 5 months. Bro, I didn't get no Christmas bonus. They gave me a fucking Walmart gift card for like $150.
Oh, that's nice.
That's not bad. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
I was worried if I was to give it a $25 Publix gift card.
Now, mind you, I worked with the company 3 years before. So it wouldn't exactly hurt them to give me a bonus. You know what I mean? That's the way I felt. But hey, whatever. I'll take the $150 Walmart gift card. You know.
They're struggling. They only made $150,000 that year.
Bullshit. Yeah. That fucking company makes millions, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking owner's buying his second beach house. $1 million beach house, excuse me. Yeah. No, that company.
They had a hard year. Millions. He only made 1.1.
Oh, shit. Yeah, on paper. On paper. Shit. You're tripping. That man.
It's a company ZR1.
That man got 25 $400,000 fucking dump trucks. That man got 25 $400,000 dump trucks. No. I didn't hear what he said.
I said it's a company ZR1.
What the fuck is that?
Corvette.
Oh. No, he got a Raptor.
Oh, a Raptor? Before a Raptor?
He got the top up line fucking, Raptor. Yeah.
The upgraded supercharger.
Like $150,000, might as well.
The upgraded supercharger is an expense.
And that bitch is a tax
writer. Yeah, write it off.
Yeah. Oh, I use it for work. Yeah. 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 Which he does. I'll give him that. But.
Company means.
Fuck that, bro. We're doing so many jobs for the county now. It's like, you can't tell me. Everybody got a goddamn F-250 or better. Am I lying? Nope. Yeah, it's a trip, man. But, shit, I've been there for a while, and I'm like, damn, I couldn't get a fucking Christmas bonus. That shit would have been so nice, too. I was praying for that bitch. Nope. I got me a couple of nice things from Walmart, though. So fuck it, you know what I mean? Shit. Oh man. So, you been watching any football? You been what you been doing? What you been? You just got back from Biloxi, right?
Yeah, I was in Biloxi gambling. Hey,
gambling.
One thing I've learned about Biloxi: anytime you start winning, they change dealers, and all of a sudden you start losing.
The camera.
So.
Just turn that a little bit that way.
No, they're just my.
Perfect. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, so, you were up like Rain Man. I heard you breaking in like a couple grand and they switched dealers on you or some shit.
Not that much. I mean, I was up like 400, switched dealers, down 700.
Jeez. Weren't you up at 9? You up at 9 at one point?
Yeah, I mean, I started with 200, but...
Did they do the nothing up my sleeve shit?
No, it's crazy. They even tell you, I mean, there's obvious science because you got people that are in, like, a nice suit.
Yeah,
you know, dealing cards.
Sure.
All of a sudden, some dude comes in, like, freaking Randy Savage in a fucking jersey.
No shit. Sure.
Yeah. All right. Dom, stop losing. Hoo-yah! That was bad. That was that,
Oh, shit. What is Goddamn, Ric Flair coming this bitch. Goddamn, dog. That's what threw your game off?
No, I mean, we're just having a good time.
Yeah. How long were you in Biloxi?
To be honest, every time I was up, I gave money to Kelly. She lost that shit.
Oh, Lord. Speaking of the devil.
Yeah. Oh, there's my wife, Kelly.
Oh, you got to
guest appearance.
You got to tell the story about what happened in New Orleans.
Yeah.
About the dude spraying on your shoe. You got to tell that story. Yeah. The hobo that was trying to index your shoes.
Tell it.
So, anyway, while we're at Biloxi. So, Kelly and I like to go to Biloxi every other year, right? Mm. And New Orleans is like an hour away from there, hour and a half away from there.
Right.
So, like, while we're in Biloxi, we'll just shoot down New Orleans, just check it out or whatever. We did it together as a couple, but we took my 18-year-old son's girlfriend down to New Orleans for a whole new experience. They learned all about the different, I mean, I guess we call them people.
Yeah.
But the crowd.
Crowd.
Yeah, the crowd that's there.
Yeah.
Where there's a freaking lady talking to herself on the street when you walk by.
Nice.
And she's mad because you interrupted her as you passed by. So anyway, so we spent like 3 hours downtown walking around, having a good time. And we went by the candy kitchen. So we had fresh like cookie smells in our nostrils.
Alright.
So we're really enjoying New Orleans at this point.
That smells good.
Because we're not smelling the piss and the beer anymore. So we're soaking that
sweating titty musk.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, typical New Orleans is
right.
And whatnot. Yeah. And then there's a guy juggling. So
there's
like,
always somebody juggling.
Yeah. Well, let's watch this guy juggling. All of a sudden, this short African American man, black man, dude, he was like half my size.
Right.
Kelly, was I looking down at him?
Yeah.
I was literally looking down at him. He's like, hey, I'm an entertainer. I'm here. In your face.
Yo, apparently you've never been on the subways in New York.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
And I was like, okay. I knew what he wanted. He wanted some money.
Of course. That's why he's in your fucking grill. Yeah.
So he's like, I can tell you where your shoes are from. And where they are now. And I was intrigued.
That's
I was like,
New Year's, yo.
I think I know where he's going with this, but let me see. He's like, they on your damn feet. That's where they are. They're on your damn feet. And then he bends over and squirts some fucking Jergens on my tennis shoes.
Jergens, like the lotion?
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. It was a little fucking bottle. I don't know what was in it, honestly.
Oh, Lord.
But I saw it coming up. Like, it came out of the tip, and I slid my foot back.
That's
he
what
missed,
she said.
He missed the first time.
Yeah.
He missed, and and as he gonna get out of the way, he got me. He got me with a little squirt on my toe.
Yeah.
And then he bends over with this dirty ass towel. It looked like he checked the oil.
Yeah.
On a Subaru or something. He's like, it was like this.
It was
black,
a black dude. I'm sorry, it wasn't a Subaru.
Black, brown, and yellow towel. And he tries to wipe my shoe, and I'm like, bro, get that shit out of here, man. Get the fuck.
But then his buddy
shows up. That's like 6'6". Looks like
left.
A fucking linebacker.
You have to check you.
We left.
Yeah, and we're like,
alright. Show your pistol.
No.
No. I'm like, yo, bitch, I got you. I'm about this life. I got a story for you as for some New Orleans.
That shit was funny.
You want to hear some funny shit? So, you remember Kim, my first daughter's mom, right? So, I fly over there to move her back over here. So, we drive her little 1987 Honda cross country. Like, I'm so surprised the shit even made it. Like, dead ass serious, right? So, we hit New Orleans. We're on I-10.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we see a fucking pickup truck pull up next to us on the interstate. He's looking, and at this time, we done been in the fucking car for like 2 days, right? So I'm like leaning forward, stretching. I didn't know it was a fucking highway patrol.
What?
It's a highway patrol. Louisiana fucking state highway patrol.
You're stupid.
So he's looking, and he sees me leaning forward. So, I guess later on, he's like, oh, I thought you were trying to hide something under the seat. But I'm like, dude, I didn't even know you were a fucking cop, so that don't make no sense. So, anyway, pulls forward, he's staring at us, and we're looking at him like, who the fuck is this redneck in a pickup truck? He gets behind us, pulls us over. We're like, what the fuck? She got California license plate. We're in Louisiana. She's in a beat-up-ass fucking car. Car's packed with her shit. Like, I couldn't even slide the seat all the way back enough. I'm riding cross country in a little ass fucking car packed.
Well, that's stupid.
So, we were in Arizona. You couldn't run the AC. It was so hot because it was the middle of the summer. I had to fucking ride in my boxers. Like, no shorts, no shirt, just boxers because it was that hot, right?
That's stupid.
Because if you rode with your AC, it would overheat the car. Yeah. So, anyway. He pulls us over. Oh, where you from? She's from fucking California. She's moving back to Florida because she had a California license. I had a Florida license. Oh, what are you carrying? Like, not carrying shit. Like, bitch, I'm broke. Bitch, I work at Subway at the time. I'm 18. I work at fucking Subway. I ain't got shit. Just because you see license plates from California. Anyway, pulls us out of the car, pulls his fucking bloodhound.
What?
It's an old bloodhound from the fucking truck. Like the droopy fucking dogs.
That's stupid.
Swear to God, right?
Really?
Takes the fucking dog around the car like 4 or 5 fucking times.
Bullshit.
And we're sitting on the front of his car like, what the fuck?
That's bullshit.
What is he going on? And that's why I don't fuck with Louisiana.
No.
At all.
Fuck
at
that.
All. Right? He comes back. Oh, I'm going to give you one more time. Tell me what you're carrying.
And bullshit.
Me and Kim look at each other and we're like, nothing, dude. We ain't got shit.
Bullshit.
Kim even tells him, oh, he wanted to bring a couple of dime bags of weed, but I wouldn't let him. And I'm like, thanks, bitch. Like, that's fucked up, you know?
No.
So now you just admitted that I smoke weed. So now he probably really thinks there's something in this car. He takes the dog and lays the dog at our feet.
What?
And goes back and continues flashing the light. And he comes back. And at this time, I'm like, he just wants to arrest somebody.
Yeah.
He just wants to arrest somebody, right? So he comes back. Oh, I'm going to give you one more chance. And we're like, dude, you could pull everything out of that fucking car. You're not going to find it. We don't have anything.
Mm.
Oh, well, that's what my dog told me.
Fuck.
Y'all have a nice day.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I'm like, you fucking motherfucker. Like,
fuck that.
You could have saved us about a good hour. Because he went around that car. Like, he took that dog around that car and I think he was like, they try to make it hit. There was nothing in there. Literally fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Double tapping, you know what I mean? That type
of
bullshit. But I'm like, dude, fuck New Orleans. Fuck Louisiana State Highway Patrol.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck Louisiana. Like, yeah. Every time I go through Louisiana, some bad shit happens. I was going through Baton Rouge in a semi. After a fucking LSU game, traffic just let out. interstate was packed.
Fuck that.
Starts downpouring. My windshield wiper stopped working.
No.
In the middle of the fucking interstate.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm like, dude, fuck Louisiana.
No.
Fuck Louisiana. I don't.
We were going on our way there. It was freaking downpouring.
Yeah,
that's scary because like the roads are not.
Man, they're shitty.
They're not that
and
great.
There's woods and it's just dark everywhere. I'm driving through. I'm driving through one day and I think it was just outside Baton Rouge. It was the middle of the night and it was the same trip. It was just before we got pulled over. We were driving over like a lake or some shit. Or probably part of the fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Coast
on
or whatever.
90?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we were on 10.
10, yeah.
We were on 10.
So all those freaking bridge that goes from Mobile all the way back.
Yeah. Yes. All of a sudden, locusts start hitting the windshield so much that it fucking blinds us, bro. Like,
no.
She had to cut off. It was insane. It was like some fucking end of the world type shit. Like the seventh seal was just broken.
No.
And these fucking bugs are flying at the windshield. I was like, what the fuck is out here? But it's just like the south of Louisiana. It's like Florida. It's all fucking swamp, bro.
Yeah.
So there's some fucking bugs out there that's like, yeah, fuck that place. Mosquitoes are horrible. Fuck that place. Katrina had the right idea. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But yeah, let's go ahead and take a break, man. We're getting ready. We're waiting for fucking 12 o'clock to hit. So, Confessions of a Drunk Latino. We're going to jump back on later, man, and give you some more juicy gossip later.
Straight from the hood. Yeah. The gated community.
Tales from the suburbs.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's funny. Nah, man, just gonna,
story of how I got grounded.
Talk to you a little bit,
you know.
What I see?
Figure out what's going on. You know, I wanted to talk to you for your birthday, but you, escaped.
I was, yeah.
You avoided, you know, being an 18-year-old male.
Yeah, he did. He punked out.
Yeah, he did.
But
he's done, what, one or two episodes with me? Where he's talking in the background. He's yet to be on camera. Fucking shotgun and shit.
So I got like screen time for
him. Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Shit, as of right now, you got more screen time more than him at 55 seconds.
Okay. Doing pretty good. So is my time to get famous now? Or?
Yeah, it's your 15 minutes, bro. 15
minutes.
So you're in your what? Your senior year of high school. Right.
Yeah.
And you're might as well put it out there. You're in a serious relationship.
I am.
Alright. As of how long? How long have you been in a serious relationship?
Gone 2 years, so it's not
2 years.
Not too crazy, but it's years from high school.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
At 18 years old, you've been in a 2 year relationship.
Yeah. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, my longest relationship at 18 years old was 6 months.
6 months? It's not bad for high school.
That was a record. That was
yeah.
a record back then. You were serious back
yeah.
then. You made it 6 months.
Yeah.
Like everybody thought you were getting married and shit. So 2 years.
Everyone thinks so. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I think we know so, yeah.
Yeah, you think so. Yeah,
so,
you know.
I think we know so.
I grew up in different era.
Yeah.
Everybody was trying to hump everybody.
I grew up in different era.
It was a lot different. Everybody was trying to hump everybody back then. So
yeah.
it was a lot different.
Like you said, like you know who your parents are and stuff. Like my parents
true.
Have always chosen to be like friends first.
Very true.
Yeah,
true.
Put in perspective.
And see, me, it wasn't about my influence. I feel like, you know, it was more about my DNA. My dad was a hoe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So me growing up, being young, that was naturally what I was.
Yeah.
You know what
if
I mean?
If you grew up with, like, you know, a couple of, like, in and out, like,
right.
out, dad,
you
know.
Right.
You
know, mainly, I mean, I learned my stability and, you know, how to treat women from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was raised by a single mom, you know, not to get all savvy or anything, but I've seen her physically and verbally abused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that kind of taught me how to be sensitive to a woman. And I'm not good at it. You know, I'm still learning, you know, as being a woman.
I'm still over time as you
Yeah, definitely. You know, to put it out there, to be honest, when I was younger, I was a little asshole, man. You know, I wasn't as sensitive and understanding as I am now.
It's becoming more common now, I think, for my generation. It's like, your mental health is definitely, like, it's less of a priority for my generation. A lot of it, with everything going on with the economy, and it's just definitely, you know, taking a turn.
Well, everything moves so fast, man. Right. You young people move so fast nowadays, bro. You know, by the time you think about the emotional or the trauma you've been through, it's too late. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's one thing about this younger generation that I'm worried about. So,
it's crazy. A lot of it's crazy because I feel like when I first became, you know, in my teenage years, everyone told me just, you have so much time, but you have so much time, but
it's definitely flies by. And think about, man, for parents, I definitely understand what my mom and what my friend's parents are talking about. It flies by, bro. Like, literally, you were just fucking 11, 13 years old, from what I remember.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know you know that.
Yeah, of course. I've seen you sprout up, you know what I mean? Just like, you know, my son. You know what I mean? Like,
crazy.
Seeing you guys grow up, it feels like it was just fucking yesterday.
You guys grow up, you know what I mean?
Now you're a senior in high school.
Yesterday,
man. Yeah, you're a senior in high school.
You're a senior.
He already graduated, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a senior in high school.
Also, he already graduated, you know what I mean? And,
like, I was talking to your mom, and I'm like, shit, 18?
I wasn't thinking about
it. I was talking to your mom, and I'm like,
honestly, I wasn't either for a while until I got into one, and I was like, you know.
Right.
Maybe we could start a little bit early, you know?
There's nothing wrong with that, dude. I am all for that. I
understand the other side, too, though. You know, I know people who are living the party life. And
right,
I can understand it, but it's just not.
Dude, trust me. Listen, I'm an older man. I'm experienced. You're not missing anything. You're not missing anything that's worth sacrificing your relationship for. You feel me?
Yeah.
There's nothing that you can't do or, you know, not do with your girl that, you know what I mean? You're missing out.
I mean,
you know, so.
As long as it's not, like, you know, too crazy, I mean, you can still go to the club or a party, like, as long as there aren't anything, I mean, no intentions, I mean, just do
right.
And if your relationship is, I feel like if your relationship is, like, keeping you from having any fun, then that's when you can, you know, step in and say something about it. But
here's
I'm,
one thing.
I'm content with where I'm at.
There's two things to a relationship that's key, no matter how old you are, no matter how long you've been dating. Respect and trust. Mm-hmm. If you could do those two things, then everything else you can work through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
shit ain't perfect. Nothing is perfect. Nothing works. You know what I mean? Nothing happens without
work. The slippery slopes, if it ever comes.
Right,
you know,
right.
You just gotta know how to communicate. I mean, it's not really
right.
If something happens, it's when, you know, because it's two different people.
So check this out. What's your plans for after high school? What are you planning on getting into?
After high school, I plan on going to the University of Florida.
Shit. Go Gators. Yes. Okay.
I try to base my career off of, you know, where I'm going to school at.
Okay.
As with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So after that, I plan on going to medical school to become a doctor. It's going to be a long way for sure. It's a long path.
Be careful, man.
You just got to trust the process, you know.
You know, you can't be a CEO or fucking UnitedHealthcare. Just don't do that.
Yeah, not that. You have to be something else besides that. Right?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Or something else.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I'm excited,
that's
of course. It's definitely.
So you're ready to put in the time into school.
I'm ready. I've put in time already.
Road.
I think I can do, you know,
right.
10 more years or so.
Okay.
It's definitely a trust the process. I think it's going to be a lot of difficult times along the way.
Yeah.
That, you know, I might lose motivation or something. I mean, I've been through some tough times, you know. So I think that it's going to be a real challenge of how I can keep this motivation.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to face it.
Man, as long as you stay focused, you know what I mean? Keep the end goal in mind.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
You should always keep that, you know.
Just don't let the hard times shake you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's what it's all
and
about.
And just have a little bit of fun, you know.
Right.
Because, I mean,
well,
not many things about your career.
You mean at the University of Florida. You're
exactly.
Not going to have trouble finding
it
fun.
Yeah, it's not going to be a short fun.
Especially around football season. You
oh,
know
yeah.
How it goes.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
But, yo, man, that's awesome. It's been real good talking to you. So, just
back.
To put into perspective, this is my boy Josh and Kelly's son. This is
Big Nate.
Big Nate. We talked, you know, a couple of episodes ago with Kelly, and we were at his birthday party.
It was hard
getting
on the first one back
for
this one.
Yeah, you know, he's a little shy guy.
We'll have to get, like, a little, you know, episode in.
Yeah, for sure, man. Like I said, shit, I want all of y'all back on the podcast, you know, routinely. You know what I mean? I love talking to you guys. But, you know, him being 18 years old and finishing the senior year in high school, about to go to college, definitely wanted to get him in here and talk to him and, you know, get his perspective on life. So, you know what I mean? We'll definitely check in with you from time to time.
I'll be expecting some updates on
Yeah, for sure, bro. For sure. It'll be fun, man. But, Confessions of a Drunk Latino, my boy Nate, Happy New Year's, everybody. We just celebrated midnight. Everybody here is pretty fucked up, so.
Including me.
Yeah. No, you're not. Don't lie. We keep it legal. He's not doing anything illegal. Legal calls. Legal calls. We do not contribute to underage anything. But another episode of Confessions of a Drunk Latino, man. Happy New Year's, everybody. Can't wait for 2025. Thank you for all the support, all the views. You can find us on iHeart and Spotify now, not to mention YouTube. So we appreciate it, man. It's been exciting. It's definitely been fun. We'll definitely bring you guys more episodes. So peace out 2024, 2025, here we come. Later.